Comics for Beginners podcast episode 3. I'm here at Comic-Con with writer and artist Riley Brown, who's working hard on a commission of Thor at the moment. But let me see if I can catch his attention for a second. Riley, what are you working on these days?
These days I'm working on... I've got a bunch of things coming out from Marvel, but my main project is Power Play, which is a creator-owned comic I'm working on that comes out through Comixology for iPhones, iPads, Androids, any kind of mobile device. And part of the concept of putting Power Play together digitally was to use digital technology to tell a story, to use storytelling techniques that you can't do in print, and that are natural to the medium that people are experiencing it. Because you see so many comics these days that just, you know, they're web comics, they're made to be, like, every, you know, they're put up on a website or something like that, but they're still drawn as if in an aspect ratio that is, that makes sense for print, not necessarily for a computer screen. And I was like, well, let's actually make this so that it works in the way that, you know, so it's best for the actual end product.
Right. I think I just introduced you as a writer also, but you did do some writing before, didn't you?
Yeah, I've written a couple of things. I wrote the last two issues of my Cable and Deadpool series for Marvel, and I'm also the co-writer on all the Power Play stuff. And I've also, when you're a comic book artist, like, half the job is writing also. It's just a natural extension of what you're doing.
Right. And what got you attracted to the medium of comics to begin with?
What was that again? Sorry.
What attracted you to the medium of comics back in the day when you got started?
When I was a kid, people ask you what you want to be when you grow up. And I always said I wanted to be an artist because I really like drawing. When I thought about it, I was like, man, I go to art museums and I really don't like abstract art. And just drawing landscapes all day would bore me to death. I want to draw, like, cool stuff like robots and aliens and stuff. This is the mind of a six-year-old thinking here. I want to draw cool stuff like robots and aliens and stuff like that. I didn't want to get into animation because I was like, man, with my luck, my job will be just to, like, animate doors opening and closing. And I'll never get to draw the cool stuff. But then at a friend's birthday party when I was, like, 10 years old, he gave out comic books as party favors. And, you know, I had got an issue of Doctor Doom fighting Spider-Man, and I was like, oh, this is it. This is what I want to do. So ever since then, that was kind of the plan, and it's worked out pretty well so far.
No looking back.
Right, exactly.
So you do all these things, the write and the draw and you sketch and you ink and color and you do all these things. What's the most frustrating part of that process for you?
The most frustrating part is the deadlines, man. The deadlines are brutal. Trying to keep a comic book coming out regularly is not easy to do, especially when the bar is set so high for art quality. And, like, personally, you know, I see all these other artists, and I'm like, man, I've got, like, I can do better than that. But, you know, so I end up working really long hours in the art studio and never feel like, you know, always feel a little bit behind the ball. And so that's kind of rough. I always wish I had more time to put into things and just relax every now and then.
And if you could give just one piece of advice to aspiring comic book creators, what would that be?
One of the things that I learned when I was in college, one of my professors told me this story about a pottery professor who one semester was teaching it was the same class, but he had two groups of students. And one group of students, he told them that if you're at the end of the semester, you're going to be graded on one pot. And it was a pottery class. At the end of the semester, you're going to be graded on how good one pot is. And then the next class, he told them, you're not going to be graded on, like, quality doesn't matter. You're just graded on how many pots you make. And at the end of the semester, they would actually weigh the pots. And whoever, you get a higher grade depending on if yours weighed more. Like, you just had physically, like, more mass. And as the semester went on, the class that was graded on quality, on the quality of just one pot, their stuff ended up not being as good as the guys that were aiming for quantity. Because the guys that made a lot, they weren't afraid to make mistakes. And every time they made a mistake, they'd learn something, they'd improve it the next time. And in the end, they learned a lot and made a lot of really good pots, whereas the other guys would overwork it. They weren't learning as much because they were being too precious and afraid to make mistakes. So, I mean, what I get out of that and what I think, my advice from that would be, draw, just keep drawing and make as many drawings as you can, and you'll learn. Like, don't get stuck on just one piece. Let it be finished, move on to the next one. Don't be afraid to make mistakes, just keep going.
That's great advice. And where can people find you online if they want to know more about you?
I'm on Tumblr. It's rileybrown.tumblr.com. I've got a Twitter at @Riley_Brown. And you can check out my comic Power Play through Comixology. It's digital. It's all over the internet too. So.
Thank you. I will link to that in the show notes. Thank you so much for your time. Have a good con.
Thanks for listening to the Comics for Beginners podcast. For tutorial videos and more hands-on tips on how to write and draw comics, go to comicsforbeginners.com.